You know, a sharp reduction in unemployment, getting more people into the formal sector of the economy, that's really what's needed to spur optimism and create demand. Economic demand then would drive greater fixed investment and in turn spur more employment.
The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has cut interest rates, the repo rate that is, by 25 basis points. This is Investec Focus Radio. On the telephone now, Chief Economist at Investec in Johannesburg, and that's Annabel Bishop. Annabel, appropriate, do you think?
I think it's expected. You know, the markets expected it. It's the economic consensus, and indeed the Reserve Bank led us into this at its last MPC meeting in May, indicating that it had a 3-2 split to keep rates unchanged as opposed to cut by 25 basis points. So from that perspective, it won't surprise markets. Also, I think it is appropriate to cut interest rates now. Perhaps the debate is whether they should have cut by a larger or smaller amount.
Exactly. So what reasons did the governor give for the rate cut in his post-decision preamble?
I think, you know, a key point is when the repo rate is quite low, and our repo rate actually is low from a historical perspective, as you recall, the 25 basis point movement is pretty similar to a 50 basis point movement on a percentage basis when the repo rate is much higher. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, they're cutting at a 25 basis point increment. Certainly in terms of inflation expectations becoming anchored at a lower level, inflation itself moderating significantly and expecting to be quite contained over the outlook were some of the supporting factors they gave for cutting interest rates today.
In the statement, did he open a door for more rate cuts this year?
He left the door open for, you know, if conditions allow it, we could see further interest rate cuts. But certainly, you know, he did talk about a rebound in economic growth in the second quarter. And indeed, that's something we're already seeing coming through from the statistics. And of course, as well, again, made mention, as he has many times in the past, that South Africa's weak economic growth is due to structural issues and not necessarily due to where the interest rate is. Indeed, you know, the interest rate is actually at quite a modest level, as we talked about earlier. And from that perspective, there wasn't much debate in terms of a further one down the line.
Does this change your view or your forecast on the local economy? In other words, will you be sitting down tomorrow morning and saying, okay, 25 basis points, it was expected, but it means that I have to adjust certain of my forecasts that I've been putting out for the last 6 months, for example?
No, we really made the adjustment at the 1st of July, you know, third quarter macroeconomic outlook that we put out, where we did anticipate this 25 basis point cut and indeed are looking for a GDP growth forecast this year for GDP to come out at 0.8% year on year. Interestingly, the South African Reserve Bank is looking for 0.6% year on year. So, you know, quite similar to our forecast. I think, you know, what would cause us to change our view would rather be structural changes in the economy. Certainly a great improvement in the ease of doing business. Regulatory changes that really bolster, you know, the ability for corporates to start to see a bit of a lift off, you know, removing the constraints and allowing some fluidity and dynamism in the economy.
So in other words, the cabinet, the recently appointed cabinet of Cyril Ramaphosa, the President of the Republic of South Africa, needs to have a look at what the Reserve Bank has done and said, we cannot allow the Reserve Bank to work in isolation. We have to do something as well.
I think, you know, in fact, the governor was actually saying even more than that, that the Reserve Bank can't really do much, and it's actually up to government to really, you know, start to clear the blockages in the regulatory system, to start to improve service from government. You know, if you look at companies trying to get environmental improvements, environmental impact assessments, regulations, consistency and regulatory application from government departments, and of course, you know, improving government finances and just improving governance in the economy in general to make an effort to make a better enabling environment to do business in South Africa would go, you know, to some way to improving business confidence in South Africa.
Economic data is very mixed at the moment, Annabel. I mean, when I say mixed, I mean it's not great, but it's not as bad as it could be. Certainly the recent data points haven't been as bad as, for example, the minus 3.2% GDP data we saw. Do you think that the first 6 months of 2019, the first half of this year, has signaled the worst for the South African economy and we could start to stabilize from here?
Look, certainly I expect to see a rebound in the second quarter of just above 3% growth, like the contraction in the first quarter of 3.2. So I think the first half of this year will come out flat. And I think that gives you your, you know, bottom, if you will, in the cycle. And I do think there will be a lift in the second half of this year and, you know, allow us to see that growth forecast I mentioned earlier, with economic growth running stronger next year.
Historically, when we've had cuts in the past, what has been the reaction of the markets, actually more importantly, the consumer? What has the consumer done after an interest rate cut? Because although 25 basis points isn't much, it's a psychological boost, I think.
Look, many use the opportunity to reduce debt by keeping interest payments the same, even though obviously they would automatically drop if you have a lower interest rate. And that is a positive, you know, for building financial stability in households. Obviously, some do use an opportunity to perhaps increase spending, perhaps even a little bit more leeway from creditors.
How can consumers take advantage of the rate cut in order to maximise their savings? Obviously, 25 basis points isn't much, but it must sort of spur different reactions and different behavioural patterns when it comes to savings and spending.
Look, I certainly think that, you know, maintaining your interest-free payments instead of, you know, using this opportunity to drop them because the interest rate has been cut is always a very good way of, you know, assisting in reducing debt. Basically, I think, you know, if you look at household debt, indeed even government, it's best to actually cut debt and reduce debt as opposed to increase expenditure. And in fact, even in terms of investment, the quicker you cut debt, the better from a fiscal position and a financial position from households.
Are you buoyed by this decision? Are you optimistic because of what has just happened and the statement after the decision to cut the rates?
I think the consensus is that the 25 basis point cut will do very little to make a difference to economic growth and household consumption expenditure. I think instead what we'd look for would be substantially faster economic growth and a lift in employment. You know, a sharp reduction in unemployment, getting more people into the formal sector of the economy, that's really what's needed to spur optimism and create demand. Economic demand then would drive greater fixed investment and in turn spur more employment. And obviously that's something that's been lacking in, you know, this current decade for South Africa. Turning that around and replicating what we had in the 2000s, I think would really be a positive outturn.
Annabel Bishop, thank you very much for your time. Annabel Bishop is the Chief Economist at Investec in Johannesburg. Thank you for listening to Investec Focus Radio. Be sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.